driving home from work the other day, listening to Simon Ferber, I heard him do a very interesting interview with a local man who has decided that we must all be reminded of the sacrifices that not only previous generations but current generations continue to make, those involved in conflict. And he has written a song just bringing the message to us. And here's a short extract from that song.
So take a minute of your life to remember. A minute so much less than the years of their lives they gave for me and you, and remember survivors and their tears. At 11 o'clock and I rushed to a meeting. Forget to think of those who fought in the wars. The cannon fires at the armistice service is just a distant roar which I ignore. There's a man from a different generation, not in a rush like you and me. He fought and his side won the war.
So just a short extract from that song, and in just a moment I'll give you full details of how you can hear the whole song. Let's talk to Chris Grace, who's behind that. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Sarah.
Now, you obviously feel it's incredibly important that we do take time, that we remember, that we observe the silence, and this is why this song all came about, isn't it?
It is. I think wearing a poppy is a show of respect and support, and it helps spread the message and it keeps the tradition going. But I think the most important thing really is the sincerity and the actual private thoughts that you have. It can be the case that you could just go through the motions of wearing a poppy and observing the silence because you feel obliged. But and I admit that I've done that in the past myself. I've gone through the motions, and that's really when I've not felt emotionally involved. I mean, if you think about it, it's difficult just to say that at an appointed time I'm suddenly going to just be able to switch on you know, my feelings and start thinking about something and about the sacrifices just like that.
So not wearing a poppy just for the sake of it without actually understanding what's all behind it. And I guess, you know, it would have been easy for Jon Snow just to say, right, I'll put it on then and I will silence my critics. You could argue, I suppose, that he's standing up for his principles. But there again, shouldn't he just get on with it? For the sake of all those that are going through really horrific situations, those young lads that are coming back with terrible injuries, you sort of think, being a newsreader compared to that, it's a different world, isn't it?
It is. It does seem rather trivial, and it does seem a shame. I think one of the important things, really, as I say, is being able to actually get yourself into a private moment where you can have those thoughts. And obviously it would be good if people can do it at the appointed time at 11 o'clock, but I think the important thing really is to you know, have those thoughts and to get emotionally involved. Otherwise it doesn't really strike home, and particularly younger children, they find it particularly difficult to know what it's about. By coincidence, my wife's a teacher, and she was playing the song at school when we were first mixing the song, and another teacher walked along and she recognised Ollie's voice, and she goes, "Ollie Wedgwood!" She said, "I'd love to play that to the children and help explain it to them." So I think there's possibly an education side of our song. And
well, absolutely, because children are fascinated at the reasons behind the poppy. And in fact, children do things that a lot of adults don't do. They question, they query, they ask, rather than just going along with what can be an annual thing.
I think that's the case. You know, if you can't emotionally relate to something, then it's meaningless. I know when I did history at school, I was totally turned off of history. It didn't mean anything. It's only more as an adult when I've started to watch TV programs and you see the experiences of people, it all starts to mean something. So I think that's very important. And actually, from the education point of view, if there are any schools that would like to use our song, we'd be absolutely delighted if they'd like to download it from our website, rememberpoppyday.com, and use that for free.
So have you had a good reaction so far then, Chris?
We've had fantastic feedback, and we're really pleased with the coverage we've had on local radio. I think the next step really is that the song is absolutely world class. Ollie is a superb singer, and we feel it, on its merits, it deserves to be heard on a national level, both on TV and radio. So if there's anyone out there with contacts or anyone that can help, we are just a couple of local guys that have done something we think is very, very, very very high quality, but we need some help to get it out there.
Well, all the best of luck with that, Chris, and it's great to talk to you this afternoon. Just remind us where we can get that song and find out more.
Yes, we've got a website, rememberpoppyday.com. It's 20% of the profits are going to the poppy appeal, and we've also got an artist, Teresa Scanella, who's done some beautiful poppy paintings, and that's in support of the Alzheimer Society. The site also has my poem, because the lyrics of the song are only part of the original poem. There's a forum on there for anyone that wants to get involved in debating any issues, if they want to add any additional items. There's the video with all the words that come up, so you can follow them more clearly.
Well, I'll tell you what, Chris, we've had a lot of reaction to this topic of discussion this afternoon, which shows that people, you know, that people still feel very strongly about it.
Yeah.
And, Chris, all the best of luck with that, and I'm sure we'll speak again in the future.
Thanks very much, Sarah.
Good to talk to you. Thank you, Chris. Chris Grace there. And you can go on the website, find out more information, and you can, of course, download the whole of the song, just played an extract from it for you there. Savage Garden, truly madly...